a little short, 45, 42, as you've had a chance to digest everything that went on, just talk about your team's play on Saturday.
Yeah, first, I'm just proud of the effort. It was spirited, competed all the way to the end. We were down 14 on multiple occasions in that game, and we found a way to claw back and ultimately tie it with 3 minutes to go. They were extremely dynamic on offense. That quarterback running back duo is as talented as what we're going to face, I think, for the rest of the year. The quarterback was the best athlete on the field, and that's saying something, you know, with what Dylan did. So they were really talented. They were well coached. They were big. They were physical. But I thought our guys, you know, they didn't back down. There was no quit. You know, I think we stayed together. Certainly we had some adversity. We made some mistakes. But the great thing is I thought those guys had a lot of continuity. They played off one another. When one unit struggled and made a mistake, the other one, you know, seemingly picked them up. So as a coach, I think those are some things that we can certainly build off of. But there's also a lot of things that we got to clean up. But really happy with our effort and the way we competed and gave ourselves a chance there at the end.
We certainly have spent a great deal of time talking about the greatness of Dylan Alvey over the last few years. But Saturday was unbelievable, 371 yards. Some of the plays that he was able to make in the short passing game. Just talk about the game plan, first of all, because it looked like the short passing game was really good for you all day, and then maybe just his overall effort on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was a really good job by Coach Brian Scott, our offense coordinator, and our entire offensive staff, finding creative ways to get Dylan the ball. We felt like their defensive line was going to be really tough and stout and big up front, and it was going to be challenging for us to run the ball. So we felt like, you know, it was going to be a game we need to air it out. So you got to give credit to the guys up front, I think throwing it 52 times, only one sack. So did a really good job protecting. And then we found unique ways to get Dylan in space. You know, there was a handful of choice routes where he was reading man or zone, and he made the correct adjustment in real time, found the soft spots, and, you know, his ability to run after the catch is elite. And then when we were able to get him matched up in a few man-to-man situations as well, we certainly took advantage of that. So, you know, great job by him preparing. I know, you know, we've thrown a lot on his plate, not just obviously what he does out of the backfield, but now moving him around and ultimately being a receiver as well. So a testament to him and his preparation, you know, the guys up front. And then I was proud of Brosmer, how he delivered the ball all day with accuracy and anticipation as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. 493 yards and four touchdowns for him. I think that's nine now in 2 weeks. And he was certainly getting some pressure. How do you feel like he was able to handle all that and make good decisions all day?
Yeah, again, relentless pursuit all day from their defensive front. You know, there was a bunch of times when you go back and look at the tape that he had guys right in his face, no stride throws, couldn't really, you know, drive off his back leg and just found a way to put balls into tight windows. You know, we had nine different guys having receptions, which was great. So that's back-to-back weeks where we have a lot of guys that are contributing to the success of the offense. So, you know, really good job making contested catches out wide. That secondary was great. They disguised well. They came downhill. They tackled, you know, so there was a bunch of times where there was two, three guys around us and found a way to catch it, and our guys got smoked. So, yeah, it was awesome. A lot of things to build off of for sure.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. You touched on what a tremendous player Bert Emanuel is, the quarterback at Central Michigan. But your defense, you guys have three sacks. You were able to pick off a couple of passes. How do you think overall they held up?
Did a really good job. Yeah, three sacks, eight TFLs. You know, we held their QB Bert to, I think, 7-19 completion. So did a good job when we made him a passer. You know, for the most part, we tackled well, and that was a tall task, again, with him and their running back being so dynamic. And I just think they pose a lot of different threats. You know, got to clean up some communication issues. But overall, I was really happy with them. I think, you know, they flew around, you know, great effort. And I think it's one of those things where, even though it's a loss, we built a ton of momentum. We certainly have some great teachable moments, but I was just proud of their effort as well.
First question this morning from Kyle Kensington. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Coach, when you're talking about Dylan and his versatility, what's his practice week like in terms of, you know, working on the run game, working on the receiving game, working on his return game?
Yeah, it's pretty balanced, to be honest. He'll do some individual drills with the running backs early in the week. mid part of the week, we'll get him with the receivers to work some releases and the nuances of routes versus air and the timing and stuff with Max and the other quarterbacks. And then it's just finding ways to rest him a little bit too, because obviously punt returner, kick returner. So, you know, we have to do a great job as coaches managing his workload throughout the week. He's a veteran player, so he's played meaningful snaps here. Doesn't mean we're going to completely shut him down. I don't think he'd let us, to be honest. He loves being out there and preparing. But, you know, I got to do a great job making sure we can keep him as fresh as possible for game day.
Thank you.
Going back to the defensive side, Rick, Ryan Toscano was one of the guys that I thought really played well, 9 tackles and was able to get one of the sacks. Dylan Ruiz was able to get the backfield and make some plays. Who are some guys that you felt like on defense really stepped up?
Yeah, I thought Ryan was tremendous. You know, they threw some different fronts at us and you know, they moved and shifted tight ends and they were really big up front. And he threw his body around in there and did a great job, you know, all over running sideline to sideline. You know, I think Dylan Ruiz was really stout at the point of attack. You know, he had a very balanced game in terms of how he dominated against the run, and obviously, you know, having some TFLs and living in the backfield as well, and you know, getting a sack against a quarterback that's that elusive is truly impressive. So those two for sure, I thought, did a really, really good job. Joey Eichmann again did a great job. I think that's consecutive weeks with an interception. We worked hard to disguise some stuff on the back end, some different wrinkles from the third level defenders. He certainly did had that and was really prepared all week. So proud of his effort as well.
Let's look ahead to Saturday. You finally get a home game against a rival in Dartmouth, the Granite Bowl. Just talk about the significance of that game and then maybe a breakdown of Dartmouth.
Yeah, first and foremost, just want to wish, you know, Buddy Tevens and his family all the best. I hope Coach is healing up well. Wish we could be battling against him. But certainly I know he was up against it. So wish him, sending him love from down here in Durham. They're extremely well coached. You know, they have a lot of staff continuity, guys that have been around for a long period of time. Their guys are tough. They're relentless. They're gritty. They're physical. A lot of things that we pride ourselves on. When you turn on the tape, you know, they play with relentless effort. So we certainly have to match their intensity. It was a contested, hard-fought game last year, so we know that they're going to be ready for us. And, you know, from a defensive standpoint, they're a bend-but-don't-break operation. Coach Dobbs has been there for a long time. You know, they're going to play a lot of two-high zone coverage, very methodical in their approach. They're going to make you go down the field, you know, work to not allow offenses to chunk the ball over the top in the pass game. So got to do a really good job being efficient with our underneath throwing game. I'll have to establish a ground game up front too, if they're not going to put their safeties and run support that often. And I think their defensive line has always been stout the last couple of years. So we got to block them. And then on the other side of it, you know, 2 QB system, you know, Nick Howard is a man child out there. They're going to have a lot of design QB runs for him. Big, physically imposing tight ends that usually are at the point of attack. So we do a great job with shifts, motions, unbalanced. So yeah, they pose a lot of threats out there. All the utmost respect for this team. And for us, yeah, it's a battle for the Granite State, right? It's one year for have us to have bragging rights and who's the best team in the state. And hopefully that's us.
With the way the Ivy League schedule worked out, this is their first game. How difficult does it make it to prep when you haven't seen them play at all this year?
It's certainly challenging. You got to go back and pick out some games with some like-minded opponents last year, and kind of have your scouting reports and your tendencies and all that based off of that. So, you know, from that standpoint, gives them a little bit of an advantage because they could throw some wrinkles out that we haven't prepared for. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, in particular on defense, we just have to be super sound with our calls, understand our base adjustments for different things, and just go and play fast, you know, and making sure that, you know, we can't put too much on those guys' plates when we're not exactly sure what the big green's going to throw at us.
And then just after being on the road for a couple of weeks, how nice it will be to be at Wildcat Stadium?
It's great. Really, really excited to be back in front of our home crowd in the dungeon. Student section should be rocking. Just everybody in the seacoast of New Hampshire that's going to show up and show out for our guys. So we're going to feed off that energy. We're going to work our tails off this week in preparation to make sure that we put a really good product on the field and give a spirited effort.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Dartmouth, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Truly appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Again, for Media